Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Hello, everybody. This is Apostle Kim Daniels of Spoken Word Ministries, and I'm here in the studio live at Praise 107.9 with another hour of power with Apostle Kim Daniels. Listen, we are streaming live on Facebook, and we're streaming live on Periscope. So, the Facebook that you can go to if you would like to join us on Facebook is State Representative Kimberly Daniels. And I just got my Periscope, so I have to get back with you on that, okay? Well, God bless you. We had a powerful time in church today. And I think that as we're getting ready to go into a new year, into 2019, I think it's very important that we put our ears to the ground to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. I just want to shout out to a few of our Facebook friends and those of you on Periscope, if you can go ahead and just put your names up there. That's what we do on Facebook. Hey, Sister Beverly Willis and Geraldine Gaines, Sister Geraldine from Orlando, Florida. Hello, everyone. Reginald Russell, what's up, Big Reggie? How are you doing? Cleo King. We have Tina on Periscope, Israel from San Diego, Cece from Bradenton. Hello, Cece. Janice, that Periscope be moving really fast. Prophetess Pat on Periscope, Mary in Texas. We have Daytona, James from Georgia on Periscope. Let's switch back over to Facebook. We got Felicia Moore on Facebook, Pastor Dorothy Weatherford on Facebook. God bless you. Thank God for you as you join us today. We're going to do some live ministry, but I want to share a little bit of what God has been speaking. You know, I ministered on Facebook at 6 a.m. this morning on moving out of 2018. And the purpose of that title for this message is as we are going into 2019, into 2019, I was talking about the principle of being prepared to come out of something before you can ever go in. So let's just take a moment of prayer, because we want to hear a spermatic word, a precise word from God for the listeners, for those of you who are watching on Facebook and Periscope. Father, we bless you, we glorify you and magnify you. We thank you for the anointing. God, we thank you for your delivering power that's been moving throughout this city, throughout the different churches around America and around the world. God, we thank you that you are anointing the church at large. We thank you that the angels are strategically placed and set in place at the four corners of creation. We are under an open heaven this evening. We're under the spot where the glory is coming out. And God, I thank you for those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And God, we magnify your name as you give us our evening meal, God, with your engrafted word, which has the ability to continually save our souls. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Let me say that Periscope, you got about 100 more people than Facebook. Facebook, you know I love y'all. Y'all are my family, right? But y'all need to call somebody, share, do something so we can get a few more folk on the broadcast. But I would like to read, and y'all going to have to pray for me because I left my glasses. What is this right here? Okay. Oh, wow, we got a call from London. Y'all know we got to stop. Somebody's calling from London, so I need to take that caller from London, okay? I mean, that we're real special. Folk calling from London. Go ahead, caller from London. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Oh, my God, I can't believe.
I can't believe you. You can't believe you're talking to me. I can't believe I'm talking to you. You calling from London. Let me hear your accent.
I'm from Africa, but I've been living in London for 22 years.
Now, you say you're from where now?
Africa.
Okay. That makes sense to me, because when I visit, there's a lot of people in Africa. So what are you calling us for today, all the way from London. How did you find out about this broadcast? Facebook, Periscope,
Facebook.
So, would you happen to be one of my Facebook friends?
I am following you on Facebook. I first saw you on what's her name? Gosh, Tiffany Montgomery's.
You with Tiffany? Yes. Shout out to Tiffany Montgomery and her awesome big book club with about 5,000 or 6,000 members. Y'all, listen. You want to know Tiffany? If you got a book and you want to get some books out,
I bought your book. Such a blessing.
Which book did you get?
The last one that you wrote, how can I forget the title? the one with the blue and white.
You're talking about Familiar Spirits.
Yes, that's it.
I was going to say, unless there's another book I don't know about. what are you calling us for today? Tell us what is the Lord saying, or what are you seeking God for? What is it?
I'm seeking God. First of all, I feel like I'm tired. I feel like I'm, you know, there's a lot of blockages in my life. I know the source of it. I mean, it's a long story, but I'm not going to spend the whole, you know, night telling you. There's a woman who's doing witchcraft on me and my son. I gave birth to this boy perfectly. When he turned 3 years old, he just started, you know, feeling unwell. He has seizures. He has scoliosis. This boy has speech delays, and for the past 4 years, our life has been hell.
Well, you know what? I want you to just stay on Facebook, stay on whatever you're on, because we're going to do some what's called mass deliverance. So this is a great day. Thank you for calling in, and just stay on Facebook, because, you know, there's no distance in the spirit, and we're going to do a general prayer, because we had a breakout anointing in my church today. And people just started getting deliverance in the pews. People started crying. People started getting relief, and just all kinds of things were breaking up and off. And we weren't even doing it. Just, you know, when God comes in, things will come up and off of people, and they'll feel free. I feel free. I believe that God really did some things in me, and I'm looking forward to him doing some in you. So we're going to get into the word right now, and I'm looking forward to praying with you in a minute, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. If, for those of you who have your Bibles, I'm reading from Exodus, the 5th chapter. I'm reading the King James Version, and it says, "And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus said the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness.' And Pharaoh said, 'Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go.' And they said, 'The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he befall upon y'all. I can't hardly see because I ain't got no glasses on. Y'all pray for me. Okay, fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their work get you unto your burden? And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, and heretofore let them go and gather straw for themselves.'" Listen, this is a passage of scripture that's been really shaking my soul, stirring up in my spirit. And this is literally talking about the bondage that the children of Israel were in. And when Moses and Aaron went in and spoke a word from the Lord concerning what God was saying for his people, God sent Moses and Aaron in to say, let my people go. And Pharaoh said back unto them, who is the Lord that I should obey him? I know not the Lord. And this is the basis for what we've been ministering healing and deliverance on all throughout the day. People have been getting major breakthroughs because I believe whatever is trying to hold you back as we're trying to move forward into 2018, God is going to cause an anointing to come through the airways to let you go. I want you to get very comfortable right now. I want you to write down a list on a piece of paper what you're believing God to deliver you from. If those of you who want to put some notes, you don't have to put your name. You put your notes up on Periscope, put your notes up on Facebook, because I believe that this is a season of deliverance. And as we're talking about moving out of 2018, before you go into a thing, you first have to come out of it. And as God is clearly giving direction to Moses and Aaron that he wants his people to be liberated, isn't it funny that even as God has said, let my people go, and even as the men of God obeyed him, there was a delay. And the Bible says that when Daniel prayed, he said that the prince of Persia and the prince of Greece, they were the blocking spirits that stopped the prayers from going, not stopped them, but hindered them. God is never too early. God is never too late. He's always right on time. Even when the enemy try to slow something down, he's causing it to be right where it needs to be. And I thank God for this message, because it's clear to understand that as the people of God were in expectation, because God send us a deliverer, and God sent a deliverer, and Moses and Aaron go in obedience, and the enemy says, no, you're not going to get your deliverance, in essence saying, who is the Lord that I should obey him? And they're saying, we don't know God. And this is the time, and this is the season that I believe that we have to go into another drive, go into a shifting in the spirit when something is supposed to happen and we don't see the immediate manifestations. As a matter of fact, I want to tell you that even when God calls something to be, the enemy would try to put something on it to make it seem like it's not going to be. In other words, I'm saying instead of the people getting delivered, Pharaoh actually gave the oppressors the release to cause the children of Israel to work to make bricks without straw. In other words, the Pharaoh said, not only am I not going to release you, not only am I not going to respect the word of God and let you go, but I'm going to make your work harder. I want to say this to you, that before you get a breakthrough, a real breakthrough, I'm telling you, sometimes things get worse. And I want to talk to those of you who are out there and you've been praying and you've been fasting and you've been believing God, and it seems like the more you do it, things are getting harder. And the Lord made it real clear to me this morning as he was speaking. He was saying it's okay to have hard times, but God says, I have not called you to have a hard life. You know, we can have hard times because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God deliver us from them all. But we need to know that everything that the enemy means for evil, God will turn it around. And Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have abundant life, Zoe life. So God didn't come to give us hard life. He didn't come for us to say, oh, my life is hard. He came to give us abundant life. And the Bible says that even when the Pharaoh would decree and declare that he did not know God, I believe as we're going into 2019, coming out of 2018, I believe that 2019 will be a year of awesome signs and wonders and miracles. And the reason why God is going to do this is because those that don't know God are going to get to know God. People in high places that have mocked God, that have talked about God, that have questioned, doubted, and even came up against the existence of God. For those who say, I know not the God of Israel and I don't know God. But when signs and wonders and miracles, and even when all of those curses start coming up on Egypt, and all of those manifestations start coming on Egypt, soon Pharaoh got to know who the God of Moses and the God of Aaron is. But God wants the people in your everyday life to know who the God of Sister Shirley is, who who the God of Miss Thomasina is, who the God of Miss Mary is. God wants the people to know that you serve a mighty God, an awesome God. And listen, the Bible says in Daniel 11 and 32 that the people who know their God will be strong. So there's a strength in knowing God, and they will do great exploits. And that word great exploits, it literally means to take action. It's no more sitting back. Church is no more riding in the pew. I mean, how much word can you get from God? I mean, how many times have we gone into another year and we're making the same resolutions and we're making the same confessions? But faith, you can confess all you want to. Faith without work is dead. It is time to take up our beds and walk. No more lying by the spiritual pools of Bethesda, waiting for the angels to trouble the water. God is going to show up and show out and let those who don't know him know who your God is. And let's go first to Exodus, the fifth chapter. We're going to read the 22nd and the 23rd verse. And it says, "And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak thy name, he has done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all." Check it out. The leader, the man of God, Moses is one of the biggest leaders in the Bible, and he was crying, God, he was crying to God, questioning his calling, asking God, "God, why did you even send me? The more I speak your word, it seems like the more the enemy oppress your people. And God, it looks like you're not even delivering them. Can anybody give me an amen? Or can anybody do a high five or whatever you do in agreement to know that sometimes when you're fasting, sometime when you're praying, sometime when you're believing God, it seems like the enemy will get a blockage in the way. And it seems like God has not told you to do what he told you to do. But I'm telling you, God is not a man that he should lie. And every word that has proceeded out of the mouth, out of the heart of God, it will go into full fruition to do that which God has promised it to do. And I want to begin to pray after we go through a few more scriptures, because for those of you that have hard cases and hard places, I'm just going to have a time of prayer. And maybe at the end, we'll have some time to do maybe some calls. But I want to do what's called mass deliverance. Self-deliverance and mass deliverance is so important. You know, mass deliverance broke out in my church. Nobody planned it. We didn't practice it. You know, I was preaching this same word, not the same word, but from the same passage of scriptures. And people just started getting delivered from emotional traumas and from things that have been holding up the blessings of God in their lives. I mean, all over in the pew. Nobody came to the altar. The Holy Ghost came down on people in the pews. And I believe that this same anointing, because today we're starting on, this is December the 2nd, and we've dedicated the entire month of December to celebrating. I'm 57 years old. We're celebrating 27 years of ministry and 30 years of salvation. That's right. I've been saved longer than I have not been saved. I've been saved for 30 years, in ministry for 27 years, but we're starting all kind of ministry. I'm going to be doing revival meetings in Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville, and Tallahassee. I'm going to do some live broadcasting on different radio stations, and we're going to actually be broadcasting live, and you can come into the studio, or you can come to my church where we'll be broadcasting from, and you can actually get personal ministry. But I want to say this to you before we start going into more of that I'm going to make an announcement on when we're going to do our big meeting from Praise 107.9 after we get into a time of prayer. Okay, so now we've just talked about those who know their God, they will do great exploits. But Exodus, the fifth chapter, the 22nd and the 23rd verse, it talks about how when the word comes, it makes the enemy manifest. Can I say this to you? Don't be afraid of manifestation. So many people are afraid. Listen, when you go to the doctor, they do an x-ray. When you go to the doctor, they do all kind of things to find out what the problem is. And a manifestation is only a revealing of the problem. And that's what deliverance does. It brings the enemy out of hiding. And when you speak a sure word, a spermatic word, a word from God, it will cause the enemy to come out of hiding in your life. And you'll be able to say, my God, I did not even know I was struggling with that thing. Now, I want you, those of you on Periscope and Facebook, I want you to start putting some things up on the screen that you're believing God to deliver. It don't have to be you, but it can be some of your friends, some of your relatives, some of your family members. As we go to Exodus, the sixth chapter, I couldn't wait to get to this passage of scripture. Exodus 6, it says, then the Lord said to Moses, the first chapter, now shall thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. Thank you, Jesus. You need to do something to the enemy. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of the Almighty, but by my name, Jehovah, was I not known unto them. We're talking about Jehovah, the redemptive name of God. There are people, they don't know Jehovah, the redemptive name of God. They don't know Jesus. They just know, you know, God with the little g, you know, the God where you go to church on Sunday, or the God, you know, that your mother served or your father served. But I'm talking about the Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jesus, the name above all names. We're living in a day and time when we have to be very specific. But this particular passage of scripture says, not only is God going to deliver you, but he's going to use your enemy and what the devil meant for evil to set you free. Now, I know that may sound real crazy, but he said, not only is Pharaoh going to let you go with a strong hand, but with a strong hand, Pharaoh will drive you out. Let me explain how that blessed me real good. And if you'll get the revelation, it'll bless you. There are some people. There are some places you've been to, some things you've been through that has driven you out. I mean, you were comfortable there. You weren't trying to make a move. You know, you were trying to stay right there, even though you were in bondage, even though you were out of the will of God, you tried to stay right there. But that situation drove you out. And that's when God will take what the enemy has meant for evil and he'll turn it around for your good so that he will get the glory. We're going to pray a prayer over the air. And I want everyone to see, this is mass deliverance. In other words, it's not specific by name. We're asking God right now that we'll be under the spout where the glory is coming out, that we'll get under the covering of the Holy Spirit, that we're roping off the wrestling ring, that the angels are stationed at the four corners of creation, and the prince of the power of the air who rule over the children of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving, that all of that will be bound up, and that Jacob's ladder will come and sit right down in that car where you're at right now. Jacob's ladder will come and sit down in that room, in that living room, wherever you are outside, wherever you're listening. We're believing that Jacob's ladder will come and sit down right on the foundation of where you are presently located. And when Jacob's ladder sits down, it will bring the angels down to earth to bring what you need, and then they'll take away what you don't need. We're believing God for that ladder of deliverance, that ladder of healing, that ladder of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. We have a lot of people that's coming on. Thank you for putting your comments on Facebook and on Periscope. I'm telling you, there's some serious stuff that folk want to be delivered from. So we need the intercessors, those of you who feel like you just want to stand in the gap and get on the wall with us. We want to believe God for mass deliverance. And I just got enough faith to believe that everybody under the sound of my voice, whatever it is that you need a healing
for, are to be delivered from, are to be filled with, are to be loosed from, God is going to do it right now. In Exodus, the Bible says that God will use your oppressor, and the enemy will be compelled by a strong hand to let you go. Is there anybody out there that needs to be let go right now? I'm not talking about relief, R-E-L-I-E-F. We've been getting a lot of relief, but we're still there. We're talking about a major release, R-E-L-E-A-S-E. Are you looking for another level of release? It's one thing to be relieved. You know, you feel better. You're dealing with it. You can handle it. But there's another thing to be released. And I pray right now that even everything that the enemy has meant for evil in your life, that God is going to take it and turn it around for your good. And see, that being driven out, we're going to drive the enemy out. We're going to drive him out. And guess what? The Bible says Satan can't cast out Satan, but Pharaoh can drive out some stuff that don't need to be in your life. And we're going to release that today. Allow right now. I want you to take a moment and think about it. What is it that you've been through? What is the arrow? What is the attack? What is the major thing in your life right now that's stopping you from breathing sometime? What is that thing that when you wake up, anybody out there ever woke up in the morning and something was just sitting there waiting on you that happened last night and after you had sleep, but it's waiting on you in the morning? Whatever that thing is, God is going to move it. And I want you to just meditate on allowing the persecution, the oppression, the opposition, whatever the enemy has meant for evil, God is turning around and he's going to use it to drive some stuff out. You know, Exodus 6 chapter, the fourth verse said, "And I've also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I've also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant." Okay, there we go. God wants to deliver you from those things that keep coming against you. Those things that, those irritating things that you have to keep going to that revolving altar, are going through, to go through, to come back to get prayer for the same thing. God wants to kill it to the root. And I want you to know this, that a lot of times we're afraid to cry. We're afraid to get that release, but crying is a type of deliverance. And the Bible says that when God hears the groans of his people, he remembers his covenant with them. So can you put that on the screen, that when the people of God groan, he remembers his covenant with them. God remembers the promises that he made you and the covenant deal that he made with you. And because God heard those groanings, he remembered his covenant with his people. The last scripture that I want to read, it says that Moses spake unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. Okay. Anguish of spirit. In other words, these people, the word anguish, it means severe mental and physical pain and suffering. This is no deep revelation, but when people are hurting, when people are in pain, when people are suffering, they cannot hear God. They cannot hear you. So therefore, deliverance opens our ears to hear. There are some blockages and some hindrances that may be in your life because of the anguish of spirit, or the spirit of anguish. And I believe that God will even bring it in your spirit, what you need to call out. You may be there by yourself. You may be touching and agreeing with somebody. How much time do we have left? We got 30 minutes. That's just about how much time we need to pray. Listen, as I call some of these things out, torment, agony, torture, distress, misery. We need to start right there at misery, because, you know, misery is a contagious spirit. Because how many of you know misery love company? Sorrow, grief, heartache, desolation and despair. Does any of that ring a bell? We're going to pray a general prayer. I'm praying. People always want to know the book. I'm praying out of Apostle Eckhart. This is my old book. Prayers that rout demons. Okay, we're routing some demons, driving some stuff out. And let me see, as we begin to pray, can you intercede with me and stand in the gap? We're praying for prayers of deliverance, page 37. All right, let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. Father, we thank you for the anointing to bind the devil up and to cast him out. But God, we thank you that you will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. God, we thank you for the rebuke of the Lord. Satan, the Lord rebukes you, according to Zechariah, the 3rd chapter. And let the enemies perish at the rebuke of the Lord. We rebuke anything that's not like God, and we submit right now under the covering that the enemy will flee at the rebuke of the Lord. And we rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy sent against our lives. God, we thank you right now that we're under an angelic Holy Ghost field covering, and we're protected from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. God, we rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of those things that will come against us until they submit. God, your word says, resist the devil and he will flee. And I thank you for the resistance of the saints right now, God. I thank you that we refuse to believe the reports of the enemy, God, for those who have medical diagnoses, for those who have family dilemmas, God, for those who are experiencing personal trauma. God, I pray a special prayer for those who have broken hearts and those who are contrite right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are so shut down, God, that they're depressed and they're having thoughts of suicide. We plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, God. And we rebuke those who rush at us, God, and we command them to flee and go away. God, we thank you that the enemy will flee. And God, even when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you are God and you are Lord and you are the one who raises a standard against them. God, we thank you for your word in Malachi when you said you will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. God, when there were times when we weren't able to pray, or we didn't get a word in time, or things happened, God, going on behind the scenes and we didn't know anything about it, God, but by the time we found out, you'd already worked it out, because Lord, you rebuked the devourer on our behalf, and we bind every devouring spirit in the name of Jesus. God, anything that's not like you that will come up against the freshness of what you're doing in our lives, God, as we're moving out, God, as we're moving out of year 2018, God, I thank you that what the enemy has meant for evil in all the years of our salvation, God, we're not just going into 2019 with what we went through in 2018, but God, everything is coming together that we've ever been through, everything that's come against us, God, we go in victory right now, and we thank you that everything the enemy has meant for evil, God, that you will put it in one bundle and make the enemy himself drive us into a place that we need to be in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you right now that you are causing every unclean spirit to be rebuked that will operate against our lives in the name of Jesus. And every proud spirit, according to your word in Psalms 119 and 21, God, we put the word Psalms 119 and 21 as a blood covering over every proud spirit. And we release furious rebuke according to Ezekiel 5 and according to Ezekiel 25 and 17, we release furious rebuke upon the enemy. And God, I thank you right now that Isaiah 66 and 15 says that we can rebuke the enemy with the flames of fire. Let the chariots of fire, let the flames of fire come upon the heads of our enemies in the name of Jesus. Come on, those of you who are on Periscope and Facebook Live, and those of you who are listening, I need you to be praying with me, and I need you to get prophetic, because right now, in the name of Jesus, wherever you're, if you're sick in your body, if it's a headache, put your hand on your head. If it's a stomach ache, put your hand on your stomach. Wherever your place of affliction or your place of pain is, put it there. If not, raise your hand and praise God for victory and deliverance, because right now, we thank you, God, for Psalms 25 and 20. We speak the word that says, God, that you will keep our souls and deliver us, God. God, we thank you for your word in Psalms 40 and 13. Hallelujah. It says, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Psalm 70 and 1, it says, make haste, O God, and deliver me. Be pleased, O God. God, you said when my ways please you, even my enemies will be at peace with you, God. And I thank you for that obedience that's better than sacrifice, God. And I thank you that you're not just delivering us, but your word in Psalm 71 and 2, it says that you're delivering us in your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for Psalm 71 and 4. It says, deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the enemy. There are a lot of people that talk about being delivered out of the lion's den. There are a lot of people that talk about being delivered out of the fiery furnace. But I want to talk about being delivered out of the hand of the enemy. The only way you can be delivered out of the hand of the enemy is by the mighty right hand of God. God, we thank you for your mighty right hand, your hand that covers the hand of the enemy. And I just saw something in the spirit that I want to say to you. There's some of you, I hear the word of the Lord saying that little foxes spoil the vine and a little leaven leavens the whole lump. I just saw a scorpion, and I had a vision of this, and I just saw it again. I saw a small scorpion go under a rug, and the person was trying to catch up with the scorpion. It was a teeny scorpion and a huge rug. But the scorpion went under the rug, and the rug started growing and growing and growing and growing, and it got bigger and bigger. And everybody was standing around like, oh my God, what kind of a monster of a scorpion is about to come from under that rug? And as the people in the dream were holding their breath, and this rug had, you couldn't see it all, but the rug was growing up like a mountain. And I'm telling you, when the rug was snatched back, guess what? It was the mighty right hand of God. I am telling you that one could put 1,000 to flight, 2,000. But when God puts his hand on our situation and it looks like the enemy behind the scenes is gaining momentum and growing against us, but when everything is said and done, the only thing that's going to be left, y'all go ahead and hit those hearts for the delivering hand of God, because God delivers us by his mighty right hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you're thanking God for deliverance for your children, I want you to go ahead and write their names down or put your children's name, because we're not coming out of the wilderness and going into the promised land without our children. I don't know about you, but the blessings of the Lord are running me down and taking me over. And as we're coming out of 2018, going into 2019, I'm taking my children with me. As for me and my house, we will purpose to serve the Lord. And speaking of going out, I just want to say, for those of you who have been struggling with your walk in God, right now, before we open these lines up for prayer, I want to ask you, if you do not know Jesus Christ, I'm celebrating 27 years of salvation, and it would be robbery for me not to ask those of you who may need to rededicate or dedicate your life to the Lord. You know, this is not very popular right now. We're not doing a lot of leading folk to the Lord, but Jesus is coming back. And we need to be telling people about the healing, redeeming power and of Jesus Christ, and how they can live abundant life in Christ Jesus. If you're out there right now and you either backslidden, you're not sure. And listen, if you are saved and you know where you are in God, you ought to be sure about your salvation. If that's you, I will put my hand on my heart right now and just repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come into my heart, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. I believe, Jesus, that you died for my sins. And now, as you are seated to the right hand of the Father, I declare and decree that I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and heaven is my eternal home. In Jesus' name I pray. Y'all go ahead and praise God right now. The Bible says when one person gives their life to God, all of heaven rejoice. So we got a few minutes now. We've prayed, and I know if you guys can call in, go on the website, go on the Facebook, and give testimonies of what happened during this time of prayer. We have three callers. Praise God. Thank God for you guys on Periscope and Facebook. God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Apostle Daniels. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It is absolutely amazing that you came on and you were talking about Moses and Pharaoh tonight. That's what the Lord has been dealing with me. I have two children. I'm a single mother of two boys, and I live in Kentucky. I'm always the one that always says, we need you to come to Kentucky. So we're going to get you to come to Kentucky.
My sister from Kentucky, let me just give this number again. We're going to talk with you in a minute. But for those of you who want to call in, I'm going to repeat that number. It's 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Now, coming back to my sister in Kentucky, what is it that you're calling in about, my sister?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling in tonight about a hardened heart. You just, as a single mom, you just go through some issues with teenage boys, and your heart just can get hardened, your heart can get hardened having to deal with some issues. And not really being able to have somewhere to pinpoint someone who is a male that can teach them and kind of train them and things of that nature in the aspect of manhood that a woman is not able to do. We can only take them so far. And so just having to deal with a hardened heart.
Okay. All right. Father, we bless this sister right now. God, I thank you for a prayer shield and a prayer covering that's about her home. God, you know the names of her children. You know them by name. And we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them. God, you are God of details. And I thank you that you will get down into the details of what her situation is. God, if you don't show it to us prophetically, God, spiritually penetrate those areas of her heart and those areas where doors are shut to the healing balm of Gilead. God, I thank you for my sister. God, I thank you that as you are putting, and I hear the Lord saying this to you. I hear the Lord say, give yourself to a time of fasting and prayer, and God going to meet you where you at. And I also hear the Lord saying this, you take care of mine and I will take care of yours. There's something, and I'm not just saying five-fold ministry or something like that, but there's something in ministry that God wants you to do. And I know that you have a great ministry of hospitality, but one of those giftings for intercession and ministering healing to folk, I believe that that's something that God want to raise you up in, and you need to pay attention to it, because as you take care of God, babies, he'll take care of yours. God bless you.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Apostle Daniels?
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay. We have a sister on the line from Jackson, Mississippi, and you are calling for?
I'm calling for my nephew has been in prison for about 8 months. For a wrong decision that he made, and I'm just praying for his release. He has a court date coming up December the 17th, just praying to get him back home to his family and for financial breakthrough.
Well, first of all, in the name of Jesus, I want y'all to touch and agree with me. What's your nephew's name?
Jeffrey.
Everybody put Jeffrey in prison. Jeffrey, who was in prison, put his name on the screen. Father, we call out Jeffrey's name. We don't even have to call out his last name. And God, we thank you that Jeffrey is under the spout where the glory is coming out. God, is each and every intercessor is praying for Jeffrey, standing in the gap for Jeffrey. God, we thank you that you're getting into the details of his case. Holy Spirit, you are the one who guards the hearts of every man who has to make a decision. And Jesus, you are the chief judge advocate. And God, we just call out Jeffrey's name and even the young lady on the phone. God, we thank you that all things are working out for their good because of the calling and the purpose that you put them in the place that they're in right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Again, that phone number is 904-296-2251. Go ahead. We have another caller on the air. Caller, you're live on the air.
Yes.
What's your name and what's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Angel, and I'm calling out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, y'all. We got a home girl calling, Angel from Jacksonville, Florida. Go ahead, Angel. Go ahead and tell our radio listening audience what you're calling in for.
Well, I'm calling in because I battle with a thing of letting go. I feel that I battle with that a lot, being that I came out of an abusive, when I say abusive, domestic relationship, a marriage, and I also have kids with my ex-abuser. And he's remarried with a wife he's obviously okay her to also try to mental abuse me too. And I suffer with trying to co-parent the right way because I don't want to say I'm still fear of him, but it's like still trying to teach my kids right and not allow them to be confused because of what they've probably been taught on the other.
Okay, let me go ahead and start praying right now because see the name El Nosei, ElNosei, El Nosei, the God who forgives. That's one of the names of God. And I just pray the healing balm of Gilead. I see so many arrows in your back. And then I see arrows on the sides of your head. But I just ask God by his miraculous healing power, that the blood of Jesus will cover every hole, every assignment in your back, everyone that's come against your temples right now. And I even see where sometimes you have like really bad headaches because you're tense and you have a lot of tension. But the blood of Jesus covers you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And I pull those arrows, especially the ones out of the side of your head, out. And I command those headaches to go back to the pit of hell where it comes from. Listen, I hear the Lord saying unto you that this situation has been drug on for a while. When you let go, you will let God. You need to have a, not just repent. I don't know what this means, but the Lord says you need a time of repentance. This thing has hung around so long that it's affecting your health. And you don't want to, and I just pray right now, put one hand on the small of your back and put the other one on the side of your right temple right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit that's not of God to come out of her temples, come out of the, go right now. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come on, breathe in and breathe out. I command anything to go right now in the name of Jesus. Come up and come out of her. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I bind you and cast you out. The blood of Jesus is against you. And I want you to breathe, sister. Just breathe in and breathe out and breathe in and breathe out. And listen, it's one thing for God to tell you to tell Pharaoh to let you go, but you must let people go. And I promise you, as you begin to let people go, it's just not worth it. I don't have no scripture to give you. I don't have no prophetic word. I just need to say this to you. Let it go in Jesus' name. God bless you, all right?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, we got another caller on the air, y'all. We got a little, how much time we got left? We have 10 minutes. We are cooking with grease. Next caller, are you on the air?
Amen.
You know, I get real happy when I hear a brother. Y'all, we have a brother. And what is your name?
Kevin Scott.
We have Kevin Scott on the air. And Kevin, go ahead and let us know what you're calling in for.
Well, I'm in debt and wind up, it's like cycles. It's just not enough. And every time I try to get straight, I wind up getting hurt or even on jobs, and the debt keep piling up. And there's a lot of things that I need to do with my family. And I'm just going through these cycles, and now I'm starting to see it kind of rub off on my son and with his job and even with his freedom, false allegations coming. It's just a big attack. It's almost like I'm seeing the faucet turned off in my life where I can't do the things to even help my son get out of trouble. And so I've been going through this cycle for several years, and I just really need relief.
And you know what? I just saw when you were speaking, I saw a stack of dominoes hitting one and falling one and hitting the other. One thing is hitting another thing, and then the other thing is going on to hit another. But I break the power of every demonic domino that's set against you and set against your family in the name of Jesus. First of all, I pray over your head right now, the covering of the Holy Spirit. I see where there's a hole in the covering over your head, and I don't know where you're worshiping, and I don't know if you're in place or who you're connected with, but I see a hole in the spirit over your head. So you need to make sure that your covering is secure. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for as this man of God has called in, I think you are solidifying things unto him that he needs to do. God, I thank you that as he take time each day and pray, God, you will give him tidbits and give him things that he needs to do, because faith without work is dead. In the name of Jesus, I break that generational curse of poverty. I break that generational curse of lack. And the curse of almost and not enough is absolutely broken. Brother, no longer will you be on the outside looking in. This is the season that God is raising you up with a spearheading, penetrating anointing. And this is what you must have to go into the next level. And your son, I know he's in some trouble, but I'm telling you, the Lord has already sent angels of intervention on his behalf. You're going to have to pull him close to you. God's going to let him off this time. I'm telling you, so go ahead and breathe. Not let him get away with it, but his record won't be damaged. He's going to be diverted in a different direction, but you have to pull him close to you because he is hanging out with the wrong people. And this is the thing that the Lord is bringing to your life to confirm to you that God has heard your moans. He's heard your groaning, and he remembers his covenant with you. God bless you, brother. Now, what's your name?
Kevin Scott.
Y'all, this is Kevin Scott. God just blessed this brother, you know, over the air. And now we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. You're live on Praise 107.9.
To you. Hi, Apostle Kim. My name is Prophetess Melanie from New Jersey, and I just happened to get on Facebook, and I saw that you were on. Just wanted to let you know, ask you for prayer for ministry.
Okay.
I'm praying for the ministry, and also I've been doing on Facebook Live, Breaking the Powers of Familiar Spirits. I've been doing your book.
Wow.
And been getting a lot of response. You blessed me with your testimony. When you gave it, I think I saw it on YouTube. My apostle is James Duncan out of Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
And I wanted to call in. I did chapter 10 last night on Facebook Live and woke up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, my whole body is hurting. I'm not saying it's just because of the book. There was a lot of great things that did take place yesterday, but I'm just asking you for prayer and thank you for the book and placing it out there. Many people had not heard of the book, but many people have purchased it.
And go ahead and say the name of the book right now.
Breaking the Powers of Familiar Spirit.
Yes, Breaking the Power of Familiar. And your name is Prophetess Marlene?
Melanie.
Prophetess Melanie is calling from?
New Jersey, Passaic, New Jersey.
Okay, Prophetess Melody from New Jersey. Father, we plead the blood over her ministry. We plead the blood over her life. And God, even as she's on the front lines of ministry, we bind backlash and the revenge and the retaliation of the enemy. God, every boomerang, every ricochet that will come against her because of what she's moved forward in, we send it back to the pit of hell where it's originating from. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, prophetess.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle.
Amen. Bye-bye. Next caller, I think we got somebody else on the air, but if anyone else, if you're trying to get in, we're 904-296-2251. That's 296-2251, area code 904. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Apostle Kim.
Hello.
Hi, I didn't know if it was my time, but I just want to thank God that I was able to get through. You just don't know how much of a blessing you have been to me and my life, and I was going through a really dark time, and I just so happened to see you on TV with Apostle Eckhart, and I got your book, Give It Back, and it blessed me so, and it helped me a lot. But I've been up under an attack, and I've just been praying. It's been hard for me to pray myself.
Now, what's your name?
My name is Antoinette.
Antoinette. And you're calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
We got Antoinette from Atlanta on the line. And Antoinette, with you and the prophetess that was just on the line, this is a blessing to me for you guys to call in after me being in ministry 27 years and being able to affect your lives, because you know iron sharpens iron. But my sister, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. And in the name of Jesus, the Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises the standard. And I pray right now for your personal life, for your ministry, and especially pay close attention to your time of worship. Worship is one of the most powerful forms of warfare. So as the enemy begin to attack you, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me that this is a season for another level of worship. Because worship is the warfare that's going to knock the walls down that keep coming against you. Because I don't see literal arrows coming up against you. It's not so much as an offensive, it's a defensive attack where walls are blocking you in. And we command every Jericho to come down and the walls that's been blocking you in to fall down now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So y'all go ahead and put my sister name and continue to pray for Antoinette, who's been under major attack. Thank you guys on Periscope and on Facebook Live for backing me up in prayer. Do we have time for another call?
God bless. Thank you, Apostle.
God bless you. We have two more people waiting to come on live. Caller, you're on the air.
Lord, Annie Brown from Birmingham, Alabama.
All right, Sister Annie Brown.
From Birmingham,
Alabama. Go ahead, Sister Brown. What you talking about?
Yes, I need prayer for my back, my knees, and the left side of my chest. And also for my grandson. He needs salvation. He's out there in the world. And I also have a pending probate court case pending that the enemy, my siblings, had fought me. And I just need a move of God.
Hallelujah. Father, I lift up Sister Brown before you. God, you know we plead the blood of Jesus over that child. We command him to come to a dead end road where he'll get back home. God, you're married to the backslider, and we pronounce that prodigal will come home. And God, we just thank you for the hand of God coming down on that family matter. God, it's so ugly when siblings begin to come against each other. But God, we just pray the healing balm of Gilead over every circumstance and situation that would divide them. And also, God, I prophesy to my sister Annie Browns. I prophesy to her brainwaves and command them to send messages through her spinal cord in the name of Jesus. sending it to every part of her body. God, I thank you for the healing balm of Gilead, especially in the lower small of her back. And God, even sometimes it's sharp pains go all the way down through her legs. I bind it. I cast it away from her. And God, I thank you that you're sending your healing through the airwaves to set your daughter free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We have one more caller on the air. Thank you, Sister Anna. Annie, God bless you. Caller, yes. You're on the air.
Yes, I am calling from Athens, Georgia, and I am calling for prayer.
Okay, and you're calling from Athens, Georgia, and what's your name?
Lisa.
Okay, y'all, we got Miss Lisa on the line from Athens, Georgia, and she's calling for prayer. And I'm just assuming that this sister want me to pray prophetically because she's not saying. But, Father, I lift up Lisa before you right now. And, God, I see where she's taking her hands off of some things that you want her to be busy about. I pray over her hands right now because you've anointed her hands. You've gifted her hands. And, God, I think that she will put her hands to the plow to do what you've called her to do. I see distractions on her left side, distractions on her right side. The enemy is bringing peripheral attacks to make her go look this way and look that way. God, I thank you that my sister, Lisa, will keep her focus on the mark. She'll be pressing toward the mark. I bind the peripheral demonic assignments that will have her turning her head and taking her eyes off of the goal, off of the thing that God has for her. And God, I thank you that every generational curse that comes through her bloodline is broken, every hook out of her back and anything that's not like God out of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, Sister Lisa. We have one time for one more caller. Thank you guys for calling in. We got our last caller. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Apostle. Hallelujah.
I got a fireball. Ooh, I feel the anointing. Hey, yeah, you fire. Sisters right there. Y'all have me running around the studio.
Yes, Lord. Apostle, you know how this is such an honor. I remember when your first book came out.
Ooh, and y'all just blessing me on my.
You and I still have your books. I even got the dictionaries, and God knows I use them.
Ooh, what you doing and with them demon dictionaries, girl? That's some serious stuff. You got to know what you're doing.
Amen.
I know.
Apostle, God is good, and I just want you to touch and agree with me in this season because it is God's will for us to win souls.
Okay, all right, hold on. All right, Facebook, y'all slowing up on those hard. Periscope just booming. Y'all need to hit those hearts, hit those thumb ups. Okay, my sister, we talking about your ministry right now. And you have a strong evangelistic anointing on your life. And the prophetic operates very precise in your dream life. You are a dreamer. And but the enemy has been stealing your dreams lately.
Yes,
so I bind every dream catcher. I bind every dream snatcher in the name of Jesus that will come against your sleep life. Every Hank spirit, every nightmare spirit, especially over your family members, I plead the blood. And God, I thank you for souls, souls, souls. It's wise to win souls. And this sister is full of wisdom when it comes to evangelism. I bless you and glorify you and touch and agree with this mighty woman of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, what's your name one more time?
My name is Antonia, and I'm calling you from Clarksburg, Maryland.
This is Antonia from Clarksburg, Maryland. God bless you, sister. I know it's cold up there, so you bind up them cold demons, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
To God be the glory. Bless you.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, woman of God. And would you, for Periscope and Facebook, would you give us contact information?
Yes. First of all, you can contact me at 904-904-237-9363. And for those of you who want to continue to follow me on Facebook, and go on my Facebook. Y'all, it's 27 years of ministry, 37 of salvation, and like it, follow it. It's State Representative Kimberly Daniels. That is not a government Facebook, but that is just my Facebook name, State Representative Kimberly Daniels. And y'all know I'm going to have to get that Periscope name. We'll get back with you, though. God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.